Iran quoted Bitcoin for Hormuz oil tolls. Stablecoins did the settling. Iran has named Bitcoin as an accepted payment option for oil tolls tied to the Strait of Hormuz, but people familiar with the flows told Cointelegraph that stablecoins continue to handle most of the actual money moving through the system. The report landed on April 19th and was circulated via Cointelegraph's official account. The distinction matters. A sovereign quoting Bitcoin as a payment rail is a political signal. And a sovereign routing real volume through dollar peg tokens is an operational reality. Both can be true at once, and in this case, they appear to be. The split between naming a rail and using one naming Bitcoin does work for Tehran that stablecoins cannot. It projects sovereignty from a dollar-denominated oil market, signals openness to non-Western rails, and lets Iranian officials frame crypto as part of a sanctions workaround without tying the messaging to a token that is, by design, pegged to the U.S. dollar. The optics travel further than the transactions. What insiders describe, according to Cointelegraph's account, is a quieter pipeline where the dollar-backed tokens continue to do the heavy lifting. That is consistent with the broader settlement story in sanctioned trade, where counterparties want price stability inside a transfer window measured in hours rather than an asset that can move 3% in a single session. Bitcoin at $75,628 as of April 19th, down 2.0% on the day per live market data, is not the asset a trader wants to hold overnight while a cargo clears. Why dollar peg tokens keep winning the routing problem? The practical appeal of stablecoins in a sanctioned trade context is narrow but durable. They clear in seconds on chains like Tron and Solana for fees measured in cents. They are fungible with the unit of account most oil buyers already use, which removes a hedging step. And they are, importantly for counterparties who cannot afford a mistake, predictable in size. A $5 million stablecoin transfer lands as $5 million. The same amount in Bitcoin could land as $4.85 million or $5.15 million depending on the hour. That combination of speed, dollar exposure, and predictability is why stablecoin flows have already eclipsed traditional payment rails for some corridor uses. Stories like this one do not change that logic. They confirm it. The sovereign signaling game. For Iran, naming Bitcoin publicly while moving stablecoins privately is not necessarily a contradiction. It is closer to a layered strategy. Bitcoin as the public-facing sovereign option, stablecoins as the working settlement layer, and neither being quite what Western observers are watching for. The optics carry political value inside Iran and with counterparties who want the symbolism of leaving the dollar. The execution carries cash value everywhere else. This is also the pattern that worries U.S. policymakers most because it is harder to disrupt. Bitcoin flows are legible on-chain and relatively easy to flag. Stablecoin flows are also on-chain but are dollars by another name, which makes enforcement a question of freezing addresses at issuer level rather than severing a payment channel. That is a narrower lever than it sounds. What the Cointelegraph framing does and doesn't say a few things to keep in mind. Cointelegraph's framing relies on unnamed insiders, not Iranian government disclosures or on-chain evidence. The exact share of Hormuz-linked oil tolls moving through Bitcoin versus stablecoins is not public, and naming Bitcoin as an option does not require that any meaningful volume actually clears in Bitcoin. A single transaction could suffice to make the headline truthful without making the rail operationally significant. What can be said with confidence is that Iran is now publicly associating Bitcoin with a flashpoint piece of its oil export infrastructure, and that the people who actually move the money, if Cointelegraph's reporting holds, have decided that the dollar peg tokens are the better tool for the job. That is the story worth watching. Not whether Bitcoin is quoted, but whether the quoted rail and the settled rail ever converge.